Mingqing Shao is caught in the web of a massive U.S. program targeting spies for China, but he's not on trial for spying. The Justice Department has charged the Southern Illinois University mathematics professor with financial fraud and tax evasion for allegedly failing to disclose grants from Chinese universities when he applied for a grant from the U.S. National Science Foundation. Critics say that's the problem with the China initiative. If authorities can't prove spying, they'll look for something, anything else.
I feel it's completely xenophobic. It's racist.
Cara Benyus, a friend who set up a GoFundMe page, says the Trump-era spy-catching program aimed at preventing China from stealing intellectual property is not catching spies.
They're going about it in a completely wrong way. I mean, they are clearly targeting, for the most part, Asian Americans. And, you know, we've seen this in past instances in history, and it's happening now.
When the Biden administration inherited the China Initiative, it decided that wasn't the right approach. It replaced that with a broader plan called the Strategy for Countering Nation-State Threats, targeting espionage from China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Since then, there have been trials across the U.S. with, at best, a mixed record of convictions.
The case of Gang Chen, a Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor accused of lying about his ties to China, was dismissed without trial. University of Kansas professor Feng Franklin Tao was convicted in April of fraud and making false statements, but the judge has declined to set a sentencing date and is considering defense claims that there are major problems with the prosecution's case. FBI officials point to the case of Harvard University chemist Charles Lieber, convicted of lying to federal agencies about his tie to a Chinese talent recruitment program, failing to disclose a Chinese bank account, and tax evasion. They say there's good reason to focus on China.
There is no country that presents a broader, more severe threat to our innovation, our ideas, and our economic security than China does.
Joyce Zhao, a Chinese student living in Chicago, says the focus on China makes the U.S. an increasingly hostile environment.
There's this huge rise of anti-Asian violence and discrimination, many smaller incidents as well, and I do think that these trials are originated from these similar social political factors.
The case of Mingqing Shao marks the latest test of whether the anti-spying program will survive public scrutiny. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Chicago.